2 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg 19, Rustenburg 23.
Got nothing major on the roads at the moment, which is good news. N1 southbound roadworks, restrictions before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit causing some slow-moving traffic, and Annadale N1 northbound, some restrictions near the Annadale exit.
Action SA het misdaadaanklagte ingedien teen die minister van Justisie, Thembi Simelane, oor beweerde lening van Gondowell Solutions, 'n maatskappy wat die VBS Mutual Bank gekoppel is. Die lening ter waarde van meer as R500,000 is glo aangevra tydens haar termyn as burgemeester in 2016. President Cyril Ramaphosa moet nog besluit oor haar toekoms te midde van toenemende druk vir haar bedanking. Action SA se Malebo Kobe het die klagte by die Polokwane polisiestasie ingedien.
As Action SA, we are asking the minister to maybe step aside until this matter of VBS has been resolved. She's in charge of the NPA, the very body that is also supposed to be investigating this matter, should it get to that point. And it will be a conflict of interest if she still finds herself in that seat.
Die vakbond GIWUSA vra die nasionale minimumloon moet verhoog word tot R15,000 per maand, in ooreenstemming met die aanbevelings van die leefbare loonverslag. GIWUSA's president Mamelodi Sebei sê hierdie verhoging is nodig om te verseker geen werker in Suid-Afrika hoef onder die broodlyn te leef nie.
The purchasing power of the national minimum wage is not only condemning these workers to a life of permanent poverty, but this inflation has diminished the buying this purchasing power substantially and thereby ensuring a dramatic fall in the already miserable standards of living to new appalling depths of poverty and hunger.
Die SAPS sê hy het meer as 10,600 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem in operasie Shanella. Die polisiewoordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê deur padblokkades en intelligensie is meer as 1,900 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem vir misdade soos moord, poging tot moord, verkrachting en aanranding. Die operasie het plaasgevind tussen Maandag en Vrydag die afgelope week.
Our officers also confiscated 117 firearms during operations. 22 of these firearms were confiscated during police operations in Western Cape, while KwaZulu-Natal confiscated 22. 54 hijacked and stolen vehicles were also recovered during this week's operations.
Die Britse regering het 'n huurvlug gereël vir Britte wat in Libanon wil verlaat te midde van toenemende geweld. Dit kom na Israel aangekondig het dat hy troepe instuur in Libanon. Britse minister van buitelandse sake David Lammy sê hy moedig alle Britse burgers aan om Libanon te verlaat.
The situation on the ground is fast moving and of course whilst we will do everything we can to protect British nationals, we cannot anticipate the circumstances and the speed with which we can do that.
En 'n studie deur die Kaapse Skiereilandse Universiteit van Tegnologie toon dat rooibos tee bevat aansienlike hartgesondheidsvoordele. Navorsers het bevind gereelde inname van rooibos tee verbeter kardiovaskulêre funksie. Ek is Emiel Pinaar, top story this hour. Action SA has filed criminal charges against the Minister of Justice.
Did you just tell me in the news it's cool to drink coffee?
Tea.
Ah, oh, must have misheard. Don't you want to do it again and just make a coffee instead? Doggies one. More news coming up at 3 p.m.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.